In this segment, Jason joins us to talk about a new feature we're running on federalnewsradio.com called Inside the Reporter's Notebook. It is chock full of information and insight, and we're going to go through a couple of the items in it this week on the air. We'll point you to the website to read the rest of it. But let's take this one first, Jason. A lot of memos over the past few weeks from OMB around budget time. Along with that was some guidance from the OMB controller about social media sites and their potential implications for the Anti-Deficiency Act. Never would have thought of it, but explain.
Well, this is one of those memos I think kind of got buried in the sequestration. They released portfolio status and several others. But basically what it comes down to is it's based on a Justice Department decision from March 2012 that said certain federal employees could be in violation of the Anti-Deficiency Act if they sign a terms of service agreement that is, has an open-ended indemnification clause for certain social media sites. So what does that mean? It basically says if you're a contracting person and you have a warrant, meaning you're allowed to spend the government's money, and you say, I signed up for the Wang, you know, the brand new social media site that lets you tweet while you Facebook, while you take pictures and jump up and down. What this is happening is says you're opening the government to risk and signing the government says if the government gets sued for copyright infringement, as one example, you could be, the government could be liable based on you signing that up. And you as the contracting officer, the person with the warrant, does not have the ability to open the government up to any number, to such a widespread lawsuit. Usually if you're a warrant, if you're a contracting officer, you say you can, you know, have a contract that's worth no more than $1 million or $5 million. You have a specific ceiling of your warrant. And what this is saying is that you need to go through a couple steps before you can sign that social media sign up for that social media tool.
And can you say anything more about what those steps are? What's the remedy here? It can't be just that no more agency use of social media.
Well, certain social media sites, 66 in all, have what they call federal-friendly clauses, mm-hmm. which they've taken out, this open-ended indemnification clause. This is something that the General Services Administration has done over the last few years. But what basically OMB says is, let's start, number one, look at all your terms of service agreements for each official social media account, develop an inventory, and make sure that they have a federal-friendly agreement. And if they don't, create one with GSA, or your general counsel at your agency and the provider, or stop using it altogether immediately. They have also asked the Federal Regulations Council to amend the FAR, requiring contracting officers to put contractors on notice that any terms of service agreement or other what they call end-use license agreement requiring the government to indemnify the contractor against damages, costs, or fees incurred is unenforceable against the agency or the end user. So if you sign up for Agency X, not only are you protected, but so is your agency. But that FAR clause is going to take a year or more. I mean, this is not going to happen immediately. So in the meantime, do these other steps and either fix it or get out of it.
So these terms of service, these federal-friendly terms of service agreements, are these alternate versions, basically, of the terms that are for use by federal agencies? Or are they the terms that are for use by everyone, but they happen to be acceptable for government use?
There are special clauses for federal agencies. They're different than you and me as private citizens who would sign up, because when you sign up for, you know, Facebook or Twitter or something, you're saying that if you violate the copyright of somebody else, you are held responsible. The company is not.
I'm well aware. I always read all the way through all of those, so I know exactly what they say.
I bet you do. So what GSA has done is try to make it easier, and that's part of those 66. We have a link to all the 66 agreements, so you can see what's in there. The most recent one is Pinterest. That's mm-hmm. the most recent one. But one that does not have a federal-friendly one is Instagram, so be careful.
Okay, a couple minutes left. Let's move through these quickly, though. But in the budget, there were a few technology-related items that were of interest that you pointed out. Take us through those real quick.
Yeah, there's nothing like Christmas morning on for us policy wonks.
Yes.
Open up the budget, the new budget smell. Right. So a couple things that stood out to me that I think don't get a lot of view is that agencies said they closed about 400 data centers since 2011. OMB says they're going to actually refine agency metrics and incorporate them in the new reports that's required under Portfolio Stat 2 memo from late March. I thought that was interesting. Another tidbit that popped out was the TechStat sessions. You don't hear too much about them anymore, but one of the things that OMB points out is that they've actually, what they call, accelerated the technology capabilities on average from about 24 months to 8 months. So they've cut it by, I guess, two-thirds. Help me do my math here. Among the 60 sessions led by OMB. Now, this is not across the board. There's been more than 300. But the ones that OMB has taken care of, been a part of, they've cut it by, you know, a huge amount, getting more technology capability and quickly. The other one I'm going to point out, too, is about mobile devices and wireless services. I thought this was fascinating. Agencies spend about $1.2 billion across 1.5 million accounts for mobile and wireless services. And OMB says this is only going to increase, especially as more agencies move to bring your own device and move to putting more services on the mobile platform. And again, going back to our Dan Gordon interview during the 3 o'clock hour, that's why strategic sourcing has that in view. Yep. As another contract.
All right.
So there's plenty there. I could keep going for hours if you want, but those are some of the, I think, the big highlights. We